A celebration of the Eucharist in Canterbury Cathedral, Mother Church of the Anglican Communion. Evensong in Westminster Abbey, where British monarchs have been crowned since the 11th century. A meeting with leaders of the Alpha Course, one of the most vibrant expressions of contemporary Christianity. And an encounter with young Anglican seminarians preparing for ministry in many different parts of the world. These were some of the highlights of a fact-finding visit to England last weekend by the Vatican's top ecumenist, Cardinal Kurt Koch, who heads the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. On his return to the Vatican, the Cardinal told me he was particularly moved by the celebration in Canterbury Cathedral, once the most sacred pilgrimage site in Northern Europe.
This was for me a very beautiful experience to see this very wonderful, great cathedral, and to meet, to participate in the worship of the Anglican Church. It is very near of our liturgy. And after the liturgy, the meeting with many people of the Anglican Church, and to see that they are very engaged in the communal dialogue and they want to have unity with our church.
You talked about the urgency, didn't you, this search for Christian unity. What perhaps did you see or hear during this visit that gave you new ideas about the direction, the way we should be pursuing this search for unity?
I think with the Anglican Church, with the Church of England, we have many common roots, because the Reformation in the Anglican Church was not a movement of the people, was a decision of the government. And many Anglicans have preserved the Catholic roots, and in this sense is very need to deepen this human heritage that we have and to find a new unity between our churches.
Were you able to discuss with the Archbishop of Canterbury and other church leaders there perhaps any new practical initiatives?
I have seen in the Anglican Church many people, they are very strong engaged in the ecumenical dialogue and the ecumenical movement. They want to have unity, but we have other tensions and tendencies in the Anglican Church. The Church of England is before a strong decision in the General Synod in the next months, a decision for the opening the episcopate also for the women. And I think that will provoke a new break in the Anglican Church, and is also a difficult in the ecumenical dialogue with our church.
Throughout the three-day journey, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, accompanied the Swiss Cardinal, who was delighted, he said, to discover just how much the two church leaders had in common.
The Archbishop is very engaged in this dialogue because he has, by my impression, a very deep faith. He knows very well the tradition of the church. He knows very well the church fathers. He knows, for example, the great Swiss theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar. He has translated one book from the German language in English language. He knows very well the Orthodox theology. And then we have many issues to deepen. And I'm not very glad that he will finish his office, but I'm very glad that he can return to the university.
During his journey to England, Cardinal Koch saw not only the ancient abbeys and cathedrals with their traditional liturgies, but also an experience of new evangelical Christianity with leaders of the Alpha Course, a modern form of evangelization which he had already encountered in his native Switzerland.
They are engaged in this Alpha movement, And in this sense, it was very beautiful to see the origins of these causes, and also to have a dialogue between these alpha causes with our project of the new evangelization of Europe. And I think that are many relationships possible, and to deepen our proclaiming of the faith and the gospel in our societies.
At the end of this visit, then, how hopeful are you about the future of the Anglican-Catholic dialogue? What message are you bringing back here to the Vatican, to Pope Benedict himself?
I think that's the very big disponibility of the Anglican Church to continue our dialogue. We have began last year the third phases of this dialogue, Archites 3, about the relation between local and universal church, and to deepen how can the church find consensus above all on ethical issues. And I think this disponibility to continue this dialogue and to find an unity is for me a very beautiful message.
My thanks there to Cardinal Kurt Koch, President of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.